Today I'm wearing red because we are celebrating the Mass of the Holy Spirit. And if there was ever a time where we needed to know that we are always in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I think in our country it's now. This may be the first time in your life where you've encountered such a global hardship. I know it is for me. And today's readings both inspire us as to what we should be and remind us that even when we don't live up to our own ideals, let alone the ideals of Jesus, that Jesus is there to forgive and to give mercy. The first reading from Isaiah describes the characteristics of the Messiah. And the words probably sounded familiar to some of you because they're the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're those things that were given to help us to understand what it is we are supposed to do, especially in a difficult challenge. We live in a time of such challenge. As we think about the St. Louis region, so many things have changed in just a few short months. There is, of course, the global pandemic, which has changed the way we interact with each other, where we can go, and what we can do. How wonderful it is that even though we cannot all yet be together, that we can at least, some of us, be together and see each other face to face, even a face that is covered by a mask. But in addition to the global pandemic, we've seen real racial strife. We've seen the recognition of difficulties in our society, that everyone is not treated fairly, that not all of us live out the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not every one of us is able to see clearly that all human beings should be treated with justice and dignity and respect. We know there are some human beings that are not. We know it's also a time of real difficulty and hardship for those who serve the common good, police officers and firefighters, emergency medical technicians and others who put their lives at risk for our safety. We also have economic hardships. People have lost their jobs. Some people are finding that they need to work in difficult situations, healthcare workers, and those perhaps who work in other places where they encounter people. And there is, as Archbishop Rozanski noted yesterday, the increasing reality that civil discourse is not so civil, that we don't always speak to each other respectfully. We can insult each other or mock each other. We can take someone's opinion and stretch it to an extreme. What do we do then in the midst of all of these challenges? Well, this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. Left to our own devices, there's not much we can do. But what we can do with the grace of the Holy Spirit is miraculous indeed. We can do the things that bring about greater justice. Human beings have been given by God the knowledge to treat and hopefully to cure this coronavirus. We know that we have been invited by Jesus, who spent time listening to a wide variety of people, to commit ourselves to listening to stories and understanding values, hearing the experience of others, so that we might come to a deeper understanding of what it means to be human. We know, however, that we are not always successful, that sometimes we fail and falter. That is what happened to Peter in the boat. This miraculous moment where he's walking on water was too miraculous for him to believe, because the wind was strong, and, well, he was walking on water. And when he began to doubt, he began to sink. In the midst of the challenges that we face today, when we begin to doubt, we too can begin to sink. But what did Peter do at that moment? For that is the invitation for each one of us too. He asked Jesus to save him. That's what we need to do. We need to ask Jesus to save us so that we can be those persons of justice, that we can be a witness to kindness and the truth, that we can be a witness to making sure that the poor have enough to eat, a place to stay, health care, and a job. That we can make sure that our neighborhoods are safe. That we can take the opportunity to get to know someone who may be different than we are, so that we can get a deeper understanding of what it means to be God, because human beings are made in His image and likeness. Let's ask the Lord Jesus today to do for us what He did for Peter. Let us ask the Lord Jesus to save us.